vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow.
J'ai connu Clyde autrefois. C'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac-tac-tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi, Bonnie, je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon, on ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
We'll be right back. 1988's Barbed Wire Kisses album, the Jesus and Mary Chain, wrapping up that set of music with their version of Mushroom. Now, the original version could be found on Can's 1971 album, Tago Mago. Jesus and Mary Chain did a cover of it. I think it was a B-side because it was on the Barbed Wire Kisses album that came out back in 1988. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I got that album back in 1988... I don't think I knew who Can was. And it was probably years later that I even discovered or realized it was a cover. Well, I knew it was a cover. I saw the writing credits, but I didn't have an internet to go help me out with those things. Just to let you know, Damo Suzuki, who was the lead singer of Can during that era, if he were alive today, he would be 76 years old. Sadly, we lost him about just under 2 years ago. For the Jesus Mary Chain, how about some Teenage Fan Club drummer Brendan O'Hare celebrating his 56th birthday today? So I played The Concept from Bandwagon-esque. My Iron Lung came from Radiohead. Also, I was going to play a cover of the song Bonnie and Clyde. But then I was like, why? Why? Play the original. I played Serge Gainsbourg along with Brigitte Bardot, whom we just lost a few weeks back with Bonnie and Clyde. And Lou Reed started off the entire set from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is... It's Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me on the phone. They call me lots of things. Now, I warned you before the show started, but you might not have caught that. So it is January 16th of 2026, but it is a pre-recorded show. So it's an original show for you listeners, but you just can't call me today. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. More than happy to take a request to play on a future show. That's sometimes how it works. I get those requests and I have to fit them in, making a big mix for you. It's like a giant mixtape. Sans the tape. Again, that request line for future requests, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Whose birthday it is today. They bring you up to do like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school, and she was just 17. We drive out of this valley down to where the fields were green. We'd go got a job working construction for the Johnstown Company. But lately there ain't been much work on account of the economy. All those things that seem so important, well, they just vanish in the air. And I act like I don't remember. Mary acts like she don't care. And I remember us riding in my brother.
distant signs. You pour yourself over me like the sun through the blinds. You lift me up and get me out. Keep me walking but never shout. Hold the secret close, I hear you say. You know the way it goes about.
From his 1989 album Deep, Peter Murphy with Cut You Up, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Peter Murphy, Soundgarden in that set of music. doing Devo's Girl You Want. Also played the Clarks, Pittsburgh's own Clarks, doing Bruce Springsteen's The River. Now, I got to tell you, it was on this very day 10 years ago. 10 years ago today, The Boss kicked off the River Tour of 2016 right here in Pittsburgh. But even cooler, again, on this very day, but now we're going to go back 53 years. 53 years, 1973, on this very day, Bruce Springsteen was playing a concert on the campus of Villanova. The fun part about this is apparently the newspaper was on strike, or there was some issue with the local press, maybe the campus newspaper, I think it might have been, and they didn't really promote the show. Now, keep in mind, this is 1973 Bruce Springsteen, so I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know how big his draw would have been, but without any promotion, he drew 25 people. Can you imagine if you were one of those 25 people? Can you imagine if the current Pope was one of 25? I think he's actually not old enough to be at Villanova back in 1973, but I digress. Hey, before the Clarks, Julian Cope doing a Para Ubu's Non-Alignment Pack. Then I start off the entire set with The Replacements, went back to Don't Tell a Soul with Asking Me Lies. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. I got to remind you that on Tuesdays, you should tune in to A Minute Pause. It's not a minute pause, because a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Why, a minute pause is even smaller than that. But when it's a radio show, DJ Sean Watson makes it a four-hour program. I was listening this week, and I'm just going to tell you, this is why you listen. Now, he didn't do this in this exact order. However, here's a snippet of some of the songs or some of the artists I heard within a one-hour block. I heard Shadows of the Night. I heard Kenny Loggins. I heard LL Cool J. And I heard Parliament. All within an hour. So I was driving around and being cool, listening to my WRCT. Yeah, I was thinking if I had something else to segue out of that, but I don't. I guess while I have the mic on and your attention, I should remind you that millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the CHIP program. Now, your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Got to let you know that Nick Valensi, guitarist in The Strokes, is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Nick, number 45. In celebration, let's go all the way back to their first album. With a little hit called Last Night. It's Viva La Mock. I feel so down, and I don't. from his Teenager of the Year album, Frank Black, and Headache here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Frank Black, it was Howl, a band that decided to make a name for themselves by making it difficult for me to say it. Howl. It's almost like a tongue twister with my cologne. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this band, I have played them on my show before. This might be their only single at this point. I'm not sure if they have anything else out, but it's a member of R.E.M. It's a member of the Black Crowes. And it's a member of Hootie and the Blowfish. It's a response song. Let's call it that. Because Ariana Grande has a cologne, a scent, a fragrance out there that she called R.E.M. So Mike Mills is like, I'm going to write a song that says I want to smell like Ariana Grande. And he did. Hey, before the Howl, Go-Go's from the Beauty and the Beat album, their debut album, the album came out in like 81 maybe. The single, though, second single off the album, wasn't released until this day in 1982. That is, We Got the Beat. Also played some Mooney Suzuki in that set with My Dear Persephone. If you were listening about, give it 45 minutes ago, and I played a Can cover, and I talked about how Damo Suzuki, if he was alive today, would be 76 years old, and he was the voice of Can from 1970 to 1973. Well, the other side of that, you have to go back to the other vocalist, the first vocalist, which was a Malcolm Mooney. So I'm just, it's a long story for me to tell you. That's where the band Mooney Suzuki took their name, from the first two vocalists of the German band Can, Malcolm Mooney and Damo Suzuki. Hey, before the Mooney Suzuki, how about the Strokes from their debut album with Last Night? Nick Valenci, guitarist, celebrating his 45th birthday today. Happy birthday, Nick. And my background music, ironically, at the time, was The Ventures with their song Last Night. Speaking of The Ventures, Bob Bogle, if he was still with us today, he passed a year or so back, would be celebrating birthday. I think it's 91, as today is the anniversary of his birth. So I've got The Ventures as my background music throughout the duration of this program. What is this program? It's a show called Viva La Mach. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Now, if it's Friday, January 16th of 2026, you're like, yeah, it's a live show. It's almost a live show. I'm live right now in a studio recording it, but I am not live at WRCT. So it's a pre-recorded show just for you for tonight, because I didn't want you to go without some new Viva La Mach goodness. Speaking of goodness, WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5100